Hey guys, it's your girl Didi, and you're tuned into the Called Out podcast, where it's all things pertaining to Christ. So guys, as you can see, I'm in a new space. Like, let me know what you guys think. Obviously, for the audio listeners, you won't be able to see my backdrop, but I'm in a new studio, and you know, I like this studio. I'm like so tempted to look down because I can literally see myself, and I'm like, yeah, I'm checking out myself. So I obviously need to see how everything's going, but I need to look at the camera, so I'm gonna try my best. If you see me looking down, it's just the screen, it's beautiful. I like this space. Let me know like what you guys think about this studio. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know like if I should have this pillow. Like, I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying? Maybe I shouldn't have a pillow in it because it's like, why do you even need that? Anyways, okay, so obviously, you know, I always start with prayer. So I'm going to open us up in prayer before I even discuss what is going on in today's episode. So, amen. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for the privilege to come here again before your people, Heavenly Father, to edify them, or Heavenly Father, to build up somebody today, Father Lord. I pray, Father Lord, that it will be nothing of me and all of you. I pray that God, may you grant me utterance, oh Heavenly Father. May you indeed speak through me, oh God, for I know that if indeed you don't show up, Heavenly Father, then I won't be able to say anything, Lord, because I know that, God, it's not about me, but it's everything to do with you. And so I pray that today, Father Lord, this episode will indeed be spirit-led, oh Heavenly Father, that God, as I'm standing on the scripture, Isaiah chapter 30, verses 21, that you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Indeed, may I hear that voice today, Father Lord, and may you indeed speak through me. Amen. I was thinking so much about the parable of the talents. And if you guys don't know, you find the parable of the talents in Matthew. I believe it's chapter 25. If I'm wrong, oh God. But I know it's in Matthew 100%. I believe it's in chapter 25. It's a belief. You know what I'm saying? Research it. Come in and know. But yeah. So I was really thinking about the parable of the talents, and I was thinking about God gave them all talents according to their abilities, right? And so when like the master came back, the master got angry at the person that was given that one gift but buried it in the ground. The other ones that was given the gift, they multiplied it. So they got two times more. So say, for example, if they were given five, they multiplied it. So now they brought back 10, like they had something to show for with the talent that was given. Remember that it said that it was given each to their own ability. So essentially, it was like the gift that the master gave them was all according to what they could, you know, have their own ability. Yeah. So I was really thinking about the parable of the talents, and I was saying, you know, I've been granted a grace for speaking by God's grace. Even before I was like fully like doing a Christian podcast, if you scroll down, like I would always do talking videos, and I would do videos about colorism, speaking about things that I faced. Now, fast forward, I'm doing a Christian podcast. Fast forward, I do a journalism apprenticeship. So I was like, God, you are so like, what's the word? Like intentional. Like he is so intentional in terms of, I've always loved to be someone who speaks. You know, I can talk for years. I can talk for centuries. I can talk for days. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes from my own podcast, I felt like, no. Like, I don't have anything to say if it's just by myself. Like, that's dry. That's dead. Why would anyone want to sit down for 1 hour, for 50 minutes, 40 minutes to hear me speak? Like, who am I that I should be speaking? But yeah, it reminded me of the talents, because I said, I'm being inconsistent and I'm not being fruitful with the gift, with the platform God has given to me, because I'm waiting on people. But when it's that day, he's not going to say, you lazy and wicked servant, to those people who I wanted to have a guest because they didn't come on. But he would say it to me, because he granted me the talent to do this. He granted me the gift to do this. He told me to do this. He didn't tell them to start the podcast. He told me to. So me being inconsistent, I can never, you know, come and give the excuse of, oh, but I was waiting for guest God. Like, you know, I was waiting on the topic God. So now, as I said in my opening prayer, that my scripture for my podcast is Isaiah chapter 30, verses 21, because it says, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. So I started to think, you know what, even if I don't actually have a topic per se, I'm going to book it and I'm going to say, Lord, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. So indeed you will speak through me, even if I don't have, because I said, essentially, I actually have nothing to say. Like me, myself, like Didi as a Didi without God, me, I don't have anything to say that will benefit nobody. I have nothing. Like, sorry, I don't know why I'm doing just Jamaican accent. I'm so sorry. But yeah, I genuinely have nothing. If not God, you know, if not him, then I have nothing. Genuinely, guys, if I actually keep speaking in this fake Jamaican accent, please, if you're Jamaican, I apologize, because my Jamaican accent is not giving. But It's just part of me. Like, it's just part of my me. Like, I just be speaking like that. But yeah. So essentially today's episode, like, I really want you guys to know me. Like, I believe that being myself and myself in Christ and being kind of vulnerable and actually telling the truth, because I feel like a lot of people, they actually shy away from the truth. They be like, you know, as a Christian influencer, you want to have this stigma. You want people to think, yeah, you're doing bits, you're good, like, you're a deep Christian, you're a real Christian. But I'm going to come upon the mic and I'm going to tell the people the truth. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, by God's grace, yes, I'm a genuine believer. By God's grace, like, how I am as a believer now is genuinely not how I was when I first started the podcast. And as I even said in my first episode, that when God even, like, led me to start a Christian podcast, I wasn't even really much in the best state. Like, I was just coming out of a season. It was a season of backsliding. So me even being told to start this, it's only by the mercy and grace of God that he even allowed me to do this. And it made me really, like, at first I was really confused about, okay, what is my calling for this podcast? Then I started to think a lot. You know, we gotta do thinking, do what I'm saying? Sometimes we don't like to use the brain that God has given us, but he says that we've been given the mind of Christ. So we have the mind of Christ, we can actually use our brains, do what I'm saying? So I just started to use that, and I just started to think, wow, like, okay, when I was in the world and I would do videos and I'll do content, what is one thing that people would know me for? Talking. Yes, me, I can talk for England, you know what I'm saying? And I would talk, what would I talk about? I would talk about topics people wouldn't talk about. Colorism, you wouldn't see a lot of people do videos like how I was. I mean, in the space that I was, the content creators I was around, they weren't doing things like that. We did have very much different content. Now that I'm all about Christ, hallelujah, thank you Jesus, like, I need to be real, because I'm 20 and I know that a lot of my viewers are either my age, a bit older, younger. So I want to be someone who people can see and say, yeah, this is a real Christian. I'm not here to come on a mic and, you know, pretend that I'm like, you know, you guys can't get on my level, I'm up there. Like, no, I'm here to be real. So firstly, I'm going to start off and talk about lessons of the week. So this week, you know, we're getting to a very vulnerable moment. So I say, God, you know what, speak through me, because Mana, I best believe I don't really want to talk about this, but, you know, I have to, because I believe that it will set someone free. And if it means me talking and telling you guys what I've learned in the week for someone else to be edified and blessed by it, which indeed I believe by God's grace you will be, then best believe I'm gonna do it. So basically, this week was a week. Monday, Tuesday was good. So Monday I prayed, like, I had a good prayer, I had a good Bible study, because I've got into a routine of, like, waking up early before work, like six to 6:30, I'd wake up to pray. And my aim is always to pray minimum an hour. And I'm not saying that anyone listening to this, that needs to be your aim too. If you know that you pray only 5 minutes, push, make it your minimum to pray 10 minutes. Do you know what I'm saying? But just for where I am, that's always my goal. But if I don't reach that goal, then my minimum is 30 minutes. Like, I'm like, listen, Didi, you cannot pray less than that. What happened on Tuesday? I woke up late. Your girl woke up late. So I had to, like, do kind of like prayer getting ready. And when you do a prayer getting ready, your mind is everywhere. Like, it's very, for me anyways, it's very much hard for me to focus when I'm trying to get my clothes on. It's just distractive. I just need my mind to be set on him. Wednesday, I was trying to pray. Like, I actually woke up. I literally couldn't pray for long. Like, I think I prayed for, like, just over 10 minutes. I'm going to get it, because one thing I do, yeah, is I write down my prayer times, which I would encourage you guys to do, because it helps me to see, like, am I growing in my prayer? So yeah, that was, as I'm talking about Wednesday, yeah, 6:26 to 6:38. So 12 minutes. And best believe those 12 minutes were, like, dry. I was praying, crying. I was reading my Bible, but I was also being comfortable. And I feel like it comes with you knowing yourself. One, you got to know yourself. We should avoid putting ourselves in positions where you may, like, it may make your thoughts run wild. Cause we know that obviously the enemy can come in through the holes of your body. So, like, for example, what you see, what you hear, like, all those things is so crucial that you guard. It's very important what you see, what you think about, what you ponder on, because we think about from the very beginning in Genesis chapter 3 verses 6, when it says that the woman saw that the tree was good for food and one desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave her husband and he ate. So she started to ponder. She already saw the truth before when God said, don't do it. Do you know what I'm saying? She already saw. But now Satan came and said, but did God really say? Like, you know, he just doesn't want you to be as wise as him. Do you know what I'm saying? So now she went and looked and pondered and said, me cannot lie, like it looked good. But before that, did you not see the tree before? So why does it now look good? Because you started to ponder on the thought of the tree. So that's why she sinned. So from the very beginning, that's how it is. And it's now how it is now. Because when you think about it, if you actually stop and think and you deep it, when you fell into that sin, why? It all started with that thought. Yeah, so I was getting comfortable. And obviously, when you scroll on TikTok, you are hearing the secular music. TikTok? Hey! TikTok, it will show you all the secular songs in the world. And so, obviously, like, I would be seeing these songs, which I'm not even going to say because I don't want you guys to be thinking. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't want you guys to be thinking, but there's this secular song. And when you even think about it, when you actually stop to think, you're dancing to this secular song. Can you even hear the lyrics? Like, this lyric is mad. It's like, this is something that God does not like. Like, he talks about adultery. He does. So why are you dancing? Like, because it's a TikTok trend. I'm scrolling on my TikTok. I'm seeing bare dances to the point where I even know the dance now. So now I'm dancing and singing that song. God forbid, that song is mad. Like, that song is not befitting. So when you think about what the content of the song actually has, now knowing yourself, like I talked about in my episode with NK, that one thing that I used to struggle with was lust, right? But when you're listening to these music that has adultery and they're talking about, oh, I want to kiss you, I want to do this, like, that's the spirit of lust that you're now feeding your flesh so much. To your flesh is so fat, like your flesh is so fat because you think it's not that deep. Like me generally, I was thinking, no, it's not that deep, like, you know, like it's not, I'm not gonna add it to my playlist, but when I'm gonna see it on TikTok, I'm gonna sing it, which is not wise for me, knowing myself. That's why I said you have to know yourself. So one, know yourself. Two, know your enemy. The Bible says that he is roaring around like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. As I said, he enters through the holes of your body. So now if you're doing these things that seem like, oh, it's innocent, he's now going to see, okay, cool. Like, I've actually got a foothold now. I can actually grab this person and come into their life because they've created this space for me. So essentially, the enemy was rejoicing whilst I was dancing to this secular mad song on TikTok. When I'm dancing, he's rejoicing like, you don't know the spirit of lust that is flying around. And he said, I've got you, I've grabbed you, I've got this loophole, and I'm finna come in, you know. And so it came to that point as well. And then genuinely, two songs on TikTok that I was singing, they're both like love, like not love, in fact, because God is love. So lust, if it's not love, it's indeed lust. So indeed, it was very much lustful songs that I was like, oh, like, it's not that deep. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just gonna vibe to it. Big mess up. Cut a long story short, like, that messed me up big time, I would say. The way I was entertaining it, to the point where my For You page, all I can hear is that sound. All I can hear is that sound. Before, it's just Christian, 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 like, all my friends or, like, funny thing. Now, I'm just seeing people dance to this sound. Why am I seeing that? Because I was entertaining it. Do you get what I'm saying? Even your TikTok knows that the things you're entertaining is because you like it. Do you know what I'm saying? So even TikTok, they have your For You page and they say, you know, the things that you're engaging most with, I'm finna show you more because I can see that you like it, right? So for me, Christian content is on my For You page because I engage with it. So they can see I like it. For example, some content creators, they appear on my For You page a lot because I engage with their content. I watch it all the way. I thumbs up, I send it, I share it, I comment. So TikTok will continue to show you that, you know? And so the same with the enemy, he actually knows what you like. So if you continue to ponder, to think, he's going to say, yeah, I'm finna show you more. I'm finna show you more of that, to the point where you can't get enough, to the point where now you're going to fall, right? But I want to talk about if indeed you do fall. Like, you know, we have flesh and it's not easy. It's not easy, cry. It's not easy. It's not easy. But when you fall, the decision you make after you fall is the most important thing. Now let's look at, for example, the difference between Peter and Judas. I've used this analogy or example before, but it's like such a beautiful example. And it's like prevalent always. So we see that Peter, what did Peter do? Our dear brother Peter, he denied Jesus Christ three times. This was the Peter that in Matthew chapter 16, like he said, like when Jesus said, who do you think I am? Like, who do you say I am? Oh, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Ah, Jesus said, wow, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. He said, you are Peter, on this rock I will build my church. Like, chai, that kind of revelation he had. And you know, he denied Christ three times. But what did he do after he denied Christ? He cried, he wept, he repented, right? So now we don't think about, obviously naturally when you think about Peter, you think, oh, he denied Jesus Christ. But you don't think about him like, oh, he's some waste man or like he's this. Like, you think about like, no, but Jesus actually used him, you know, because go on to see what happened, you know what I mean? The way he was used for Christ. Even post after he denied Christ. But now we think about Judas. Oh, brother Judas. I mean, he betrayed Jesus Christ for 30 shekels. Guys, let me even just tell you something, because currently in my church, Charis, like, we are going through the book of Acts and we was learning about the catastrophic end of Judas. And so essentially, 30 shekels of silver is obviously what he sold Jesus for, right? And when you go to the book of Exodus, you see that the price of a slave is 30 shekels of silver. So when Judas was even selling Jesus, he's saying, this is what you're luring my Jesus to, the price of a slave, like Jesus Christ. Hi, it's mad. But yeah, this is why you need to go to a good church. You have to learn to say no to some things. Do you know what I'm saying? You have to learn to say no to some things. As a believer, it's not every single opportunity you need to run and say yes, yes. Have you even prayed about it? It may seem like it's a good thing, but the Bible says that even Satan himself can disguise as a messenger of light. So we see these counterfeits, guys. I'm literally going off board, but Holy Spirit, have your way. You know, we see these different counterfeits. Like, for example, God created love, right? What did Satan now do? Lust. So many people are just lusting, but they're saying, I'm in love, I love you so much, but God is love. So if you don't even know God, you actually don't know love. You know what I'm saying? God is love. Like, it's not that God loves. He is love. He is the definition of what love is. So when people are saying, oh, I'm so in love with you, I love you, I love you, more time, if you don't know Christ, you don't know love. So many people are actually dealing with the counterfeits. They're dealing with the counterfeits. So they think, oh, I'm in love, but really you're in lust, honey. You're in lust, brother. You're in lust, not in love. Do you know what I'm saying? So we need to be so aware of the counterfeits, the different counterfeits. But I don't even know how I got there. But yeah, as I was talking about Judas, now Judas went to give. Oh, I was talking about like, don't accept everything. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Judas went to give it back. They didn't even accept it. So now he threw it and he went to go hang himself because he was just so overwhelmed by guilt that he said, nah, I can't do it no more. I have to go. But that was a bad decision, right? So Peter and Judas, we see the difference between condemnation and conviction. After you fall, the enemy is laughing. He said, oh, I got you. I have got you. Do you know what I'm saying? I got you to do that. But God is also saying, I got you, in a way of, I got you, come back to me, return to me, repent, and I will forgive you. But Satan is saying, I got you right where I wanted you. Now you better feel like you can't go to God. You better feel like you're just some dirty sinner that... Why should you go to God? Why should you dance in church? Why should you pray? Why should you be in church saying, yes, Lord, worship, praise and worship? You just sinned, mate. Why are you dancing in church? You just sinned. The enemy will make you think that way every single time, you know? And so that's why the decision after you sin is so important. Are you going to run away from God? Are you going to hide? Are you going to kill yourself? You know, or are you going to run to God? Are you going to weep? Are you going to cry and say, God, I repent, you know, because 1 John 1:9, what does it say? If we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of our unrighteousness. You know, that I believe there's a scripture in Isaiah that talks about like when you repent, their sins I will remember no more. You know, it's very like human for us to like repent about something, the next day repent, the next day repent, the next day. Me, I've been there, crowd, because I feel like, no, God, it's not enough repentance. I need to do more. I need to do more. But it's not about works. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not about you need to do more. You need to do more. It's about you believing in his word and his truth. If you come before him with a genuine heart, a broken, contrite spirit, you know, like if you come to him in that state and you repent, oh, God is merciful. One thing I also learned is don't wait for you to slip up, for you to wake up spiritually. you know, don't wait for you to slip up, for you to wake up spiritually. Sometimes it's that you're just going through the motion, you're just chilling, you're thinking, yeah, I'm pat and I'm calm because you haven't fooled Abby. Because you haven't fooled Abby. Hey. So don't wait for yourself to fall, for you to be like, oh no, no, I need to wake up spiritually. Just be awake. Just be awake. And don't be comfortable, because just because you haven't done that sin in 6 months, mercy, help us. Just because you haven't done that in 6 months or 5 years, watch yourself. Know yourself, know your enemy. Know yourself, know your enemy. Know yourself, know your enemy. And you know, another thing that I learned is that when you violate your boundaries, that's when it allows the enemy to have a footstool. Jesus says, Simon, Simon, the enemy has desired to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail you. You know, Jesus could have said, listen, but I've rebuked the enemy. Don't worry, he's not coming. I prayed for you that your faith will not fail you. Listen, there's always a way out. It's about what, if you're willing to take it. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, that there's no temptation that could overcome you. So why is it overcoming you? It's a question. Sometimes you'll feel like you've brushed the sin. Because say, for example, if you sin, but then you go to church, maybe it's even the same day. But I'm not talking about the ones who do it on purpose. Like, you already have it planned. You're like, listen, I'm going to that strip club. I'm going there. Yeah, I'm going to the club. But don't worry, because man's going to be in church tomorrow or even tonight. I'm going to go night visual. I'm going to pray. I'm going to wipe away them sins. That's fake. And God sees right through that. Man may not see through that, but God does. So I'm not talking about that type of one. I'm talking about where you've actually fallen, not walked. You've actually fallen into the sin and you've repented. And then maybe the same day you even have church, you're feeling like, hey, why am I dancing in praise and worship? Why am I praying and singing like nothing's happened? You know, the enemy will make you think that you've brushed a sin. But what are you doing? No, you're just walking in that forgiveness. You're just walking in that forgiveness. Because God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should repent. My God does not lie. So if he has said, when you repent, you will receive that forgiveness, then he means that. Then he means that. So you need to come before him with a humble heart, because it takes you, do you know what? It actually takes humility to go before God and just repent for what you've done. And even beyond that, like even go and like seek counsel, tell somebody for accountability. Because pride will make you be like, listen, why on earth would I want someone to know that I just did this thing? Listen, I need to uphold, I need to look like I'm good. But God sees that genuine heart. Because when you think about King David, right? The way he was like, God loved, like, God, listen, I know that he had a special place in God's heart for true. But you think, what? David, you know what David did? They went out for battle. This guy said, listen, I'm not going to battle. Listen, I'm going to go on the rooftop. Hey, is a word. Whoever, you're going to these rooftops, be careful, be careful. He's going to the roof. He sees Bathsheba now. Hey, kinda. He wasn't, he didn't wake up and say, I'm going to see someone showering on the rooftop. He didn't wake up and think that, but he made a decision not to go to battle. And on the back of that decision, he went on. Now look what happened. He fornicated. He committed adultery even with Bathsheba, because she had a husband. She had a husband. On the back of that, now he had to go murder the husband. Then she even had a child. Like, everything just went mad on the back of that decision he made. But King David is like, listen, he was the one who said, listen, God, I want to build you a house. I want to build you. He was moving God's heart, cry. Because one thing about God is, if your heart burns for the things his heart burns for, like, you've got it. You've got it. Do you know what I mean? You've understood spiritual things. David said, I want to build you a house. God said, wow. Like, no one has ever said before that they want to do that. But obviously, David couldn't build it, so he allowed his son Solomon to do it. But still, it's a blessing in itself that someone in his family was able to do that. But yeah, like, David made some reckless decisions. But one thing about David is his heart was genuine. His heart was genuine. So when he would go before God, he would repent, he would be broken. Like, I was seeing this, I remember a scripture in Psalms from David, right? I believe, well, yeah, definitely from David. And he just talks about, like, when I was silent, like, my bones, like, it was like wasting away, but then I acknowledged my sin. I confessed my sins and you forgave me. So when he was kept silent and he didn't want to repent and he didn't say anything about it, he felt it. Like, you will feel it. But the moment you accept the forgiveness, you obviously, you repent, you confess, you accept the forgiveness. You're just walking in that forgiveness. You're not like brushing the sin that you've just done, but you're just walking in the forgiveness. Because how long will you mourn over what has been done in the past? You know, for example, if you fall, you're in a race, if you fall and you stay down, the amount of people that are going to go in front of you, you better just stand back up and keep your face forward and run. You better keep your face forward and run. That's what the Bible says, you know, looking onto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You know, that's how we will leave back the sin that easily besets us. That is how we will leave back, you know, things of the past, the heavy burdens, things that are weighing you down, looking onto Jesus. So again, in the race analogy, if you trip, you fall, okay, cool, you fell, not easy, it's not the best thing, but you better just stand up and keep going. Like we say, the righteous will fall 7 times, but get back up. So get back up. You may have fallen and it's not the best feeling. And now you need to acknowledge the root of the sin. Why did I sin? What was I getting comfortable with? So I had to take accountability and say, Didi, why is that happening? Because you know what? I was bare thinking like, listen, no, I've been praying. I've been reading my Bible. Are you dumb? Like, no, it's not my fault. But then I was like, but Didi, you see them two songs that you kept singing on TikTok, that lustful songs, and you think that you're going to get away scot-free? Oh, no, no, no. Mm-mm. And it's not like an isolated incident. It was something that I kept doing. But now, trust me, I've learned my lesson. When I see that, when I hear that, the one nanosecond of that, me, I'm swiping. I'm gone. Menaga, hear it again. Menaga, listen again. It won't even come from my For You page again because I'm done with it. Do you know what I'm saying? But yeah, like when I was thinking, I was just thinking about pulling on the strings of sin. A lot of us are pulling on the strings of sin. As I spoke about, you're actually just doing things and listen, the enemy is laughing at you. You're doing these silly things that realistically you can actually avoid. Realistically, there's no need for you to do it, but you're doing it. The enemy is laughing at you. The enemy is smiling. He's like, yep, I've got my way. Do you know what I mean? Which is nothing. You don't want to be allowing the enemy to laugh at you. Like, come on. You're better than that. You're better than that. Listen, we should be laughing at the enemy. Do you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be him that's laughing at us, but he is when we're doing these silly things. But yeah, that is kind of a lesson of the week. I can't believe I spoke for 40 minutes, 4-0 about the lesson of the week. I'm starting a new segment and it is called like Dilemmas, Christian Dilemmas, me kind of helping you guys with your dilemmas. So I asked on my Instagram for you guys to send me some dilemmas that you wanted me to kind of help you with, and follow my Instagram. My Instagram is DDDEEDEE.KAYY. DD.K. And reason why I say follow me there is because that's where I put like polls. Like I ask, oh, what do you guys want to see me talk about? Or I ask like, oh, send me a dilemma, send me a question, da 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 da. So if you follow me there, you guys will be set like when I do another one of the dilemmas, which I'm trying to have it consistently, do you know what I'm saying, in the pod. So just follow me there, do you know what I'm saying? It says, I'm falling for it's a different religion. Not going to mention the religion, but it says I'm falling for different religion. He is perfect other than the fact of his religion. Do you agree with this? My sister, stand up. You know, this person said he is perfect apart from the fact of his religion. Is that not your main thing? You know, the Bible says that you need to build your foundation on Christ, the solid rock. You know, that's the difference between a wise man and a foolish man, according to the Bible. Me, I'm not calling anyone foolish, or I'm not calling anyone foolish, but the Bible says it. So me, I'm going to say what the Bible says. You know what I'm saying? And it says that the wise man builds their house. The foundation is on Christ. So when the wind was blowing, when the rain came, the house wasn't destroyed, right? And then it says a foolish man is one that built it on sand. Do you know what I'm saying? When the rain came, the wind, listen, all it took was one piece of wind and your house is destroyed. So when you think about that, apply it to everything in your life, every single thing in your life. Are you a wise man building everything you do on the foundation of Christ as the rock? Because, you know, we know we say that Christ is a cornerstone which the builders rejected, but now has become the chief cornerstone, you know? So Christ is that missing piece. You can build a house, build a house, build a house. Then you're like, there's one piece missing. What is that piece? It's Christ. It is Christ. So you can't say that he is perfect other than the fact of his religion, because that's the main thing. If it's not built on Christ, then what is it built on? It's built on the sand. Therefore, when the wind blows, you're gone with the wind. Both of you are finished with the wind. Like, don't do it. The one thing about it, it's just not worth it. You know, I really see, like, I was seeing on TikTok a lot of people talking about this, that, like, you know, there's like this guy that they're seeing in like different religion, but da da da. But why, like, why would you want to put yourself in that position? It's crazy to me, because as believers, we believe that, okay, John 3:3, unless a man be born again, he cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Therefore, if you're not born again, you know that you're not going to go to heaven. So why are you putting yourself in a position where you have a significant other that is not born again? Therefore, you know, you have assurance because you believe in Jesus Christ that that person is not going to heaven. And you want to be living your life with them knowing that if they perish right now, they're gone. Like, for me, genuinely, I just can't comprehend how it would make any sense. On top of that, the Bible says, do not be unequally yoked. It says, like, what fellowship should unbelievers have with believers? You know, you actually should... Sorry, I keep moving the mic. But yeah, you shouldn't even... You shouldn't even desire to be in a relationship with somebody who does not believe in Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about believing in Jesus Christ as something else. I'm talking about believing Jesus Christ as Lord, you know, because many people say, no, but I believe in Jesus. Yeah, he's a good man. He's a prophet. If you don't believe Jesus Christ as the Lord, then it's a different Jesus you believe in. Because, for example, yeah, me and you, I'm talking to you, talking to you guys, we can have mutual, like, we can have someone who has the same name, right? We may know someone called Becky. You may know someone called Becky. I know someone called Becky. I go to you and I say, "Rah, you know Becky? What? Yeah, Becky has ginger hair. You know, Becky is light skin. Becky is like..." And you're like, "Oh, no, no. What? Becky is white. She's got blonde hair. It's a different Becky. Just has the same name." Do you know what I'm saying? Just has the same name. So it's possible that this person, they know Jesus, but they don't know Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. They don't know that type of Jesus. They know a different type of Jesus. So when people say to me, "Oh no, we both believe in Jesus," or "We both believe in the same God." No, we don't. If you don't believe Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, if you don't believe that Jesus is God, then we don't have the same God, period. You may believe in a Jesus that, like, I'm not, listen, like the football player or something, they say the football player is called Jesus. Is that my Jesus, my Lord and Savior? No, it's not. It's just someone with the same name. So it does not mean that because you believe in said Jesus, but you don't believe him as Lord, you believe he's a good man and all of that, then no, we don't believe in the same Jesus, because he's more than just a good man, you know? But I just wouldn't recommend you putting yourself in a relationship where they don't believe in our Lord and Savior, where you know that it's unequally yoked. So you're trying to go to, like, you're trying to go to church with them. Or what are you going to, how are you going to build your children? Your children will be confused. What, are they going to go to church one day, then a different place of worship the other day? Like, are you going to be going to church and then go to a different place of worship another day when it's contrary to your belief, to what you believe? I don't understand that. So I would just say, lock it off, girl. Lock it off. And I pray that you're watching it and listening to this today. I'm even going to message and say, listen, when this pod comes out, girl, you gotta listen to this, because stand up, like, genuinely being in Christ, just wait on God. Like, he will give you something that you even think this is perfect. Wait on God till he brings you the one, the actual one. Hey. If this is perfect, then girl, just wait and see. Do you know what I'm saying? Just wait and see. But yeah, that's my personal opinion, and I backed it with scripture. Okay, someone said, how to know which Christian social events you should go to and which one you shouldn't. I like this question. I like it. You know, I like it because, hey, like, okay, it's not every single one you need to go, you know? Like, it's not that it's bad, but obviously you can just use discernment, because things can be disguised as, oh, it's a Christian event, but it's very much worldly. Do you know what I'm saying? So you just have to use discernment. Like, it's not every Christian event that comes out, okay, I'm going to book my ticket, I'm going. There's church, you know, there's church. For me, by God's grace, I have a church 3 times a week. I'm there Sunday, Wednesday, but there's church. Just go to church. You know, it's so funny because I was talking to my friend about this, about like Christian events, and he was like, just go to church. It's so funny, but genuinely, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not trying to discourage anyone for going to Christian events. It's good. Like, do you know what I mean? Like Christian concerts. I don't know why I said content. Concerts. I've been to one. Like, I went to the one I think it was last year, and like, oh, it was a blessing. Like, I'm not discouraging you. Even me, I want to, do you know what I mean? Like, I like Christian content and stuff, but I don't really like go to a lot of like Christian social events and stuff. Obviously, you might say, oh, it's for me to like fellowship and stuff. We also have church for that, you know? We also have church to fellowship. So if you're one that after church, you run away straight after service, but you're talking about, I need to go to Christian social events to make Christian friends, make some friends in your church. Do you know what I'm saying? Because the Christian social event isn't going to be consistently every week like church is. So you're going to make Christian friends there. Oh, that's all fun and games. But you're going to see the same people every week at church. Why don't you just fellowship with them? Stop running after service. Fellowship with the ones God has rooted you in a church. Fellowship with them. Not to say the Christian events are bad. Because believe it, you can go to it, Kara. Like me, I'm not telling you to not go. You can go. Just use discernment to know, like, should I go? Should I not go? God is a speaker. You know, God is actually a speaker. And he's a speaking God. And it always reminds me, like, one time I was in service, I was like, you know when you're in service, you learn something, your mouth's just open. Your eyes are, like, you're at the edge of your seat, like, this message is deep. That was me when, okay, cool. We know the story about Abraham, right? And Isaac, how God asked him to sacrifice his son, right? But then, when he literally got thing, he's like, yep, it's time. God told him to stop. Now imagine if our dear brother Abraham missed that instruction to stop. He would have sacrificed Isaac basically for no reason because God had actually told you to stop, but you didn't. So that's the importance of being sensitive. You know, in the Bible, it talks about the sons of Issachar. I believe it's 2 Chronicles 12:32. I believe. And it says the sons of Issachar who had understanding of the times and knew what Israel ought to do. That's always a prayer point for me, that God, may I have divine sensitivity, may I have understanding of the times, may I actually discern your voice. You know, because the Bible says my sheep know my voice. You know, my sheep hear my voice. You know, you obey his voice. That means that sometimes you have to cut off some distractions. Some things are actually blockage, like they're blocking you from hearing God's voice. You're wondering, why can I not hear God on this matter? But all this junk that you're entertaining, like, why would you hear God? Like, why would you actually hear him if you're entertaining all this junk? It's impossible. Impossible can't. Another thing that I was thinking about is that the enemy is always trying to silence people who, like, will carry the words of eternal life in their mouth. Christians, you know, we are believers and we indeed carry the words of eternal life in our mouths. You know, it reminds me of the disciples that they said to Jesus, like, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, you know. And being a believer, you know what it means to be born again. You know how to be born again, right? Right. So essentially, we carry the words of eternal life in our mouth. And I start to think that the enemy is always trying to silence us, you know, whether in different forms. It could be in doubt, in fear, in confusion, because God is not an author of confusion. Just in every single thing, in anxiety, things that are not of God, to silence you. Because then I started to think, okay, when did that actually happen? We think about the disciples. They said, listen, I'm warning you to not preach in that name. In that name. It's the name of Jesus that holds weight. People, listen, the enemy does not care when you say, God, I believe in God. Okay, what does that mean? Thank you, God, for this gift. What does that mean? God, like, what does that mean? You know, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. That one is holding weight. Because, you know, the Bible says God has given him a name that is above all names. At the mention of that name, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. But yeah, they said, I'm warning you to not preach in that name. And so when they disobeyed and they did it, what happened? They got thrown into prison. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Because it was that name that they were shook of. It was that name that carries weight, that holds weight. So when they disobeyed them and said, no, but I'm still going to preach in that name because God has given me this, you know, I need to do that. They got thrown into prison to try silence them. I really do pray that this episode will edify people. Sometimes you're doing too much. That is not that deep. Listen, it's deeper than deep. Because when you fall, then you'll know what deep is. So just don't get to a point. Don't wait till you sin for you to get serious, like I said earlier. So I never want to end an episode without giving somebody the, you know, what's the word? The chance. Giving someone the chance to give their life to Christ. So what does it mean to give your life to Christ? John 3:3, as I said earlier today, that it says, unless a man be born again, he cannot inherit the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? Heaven. You know, we know that the Bible says also in Hebrews 9:27 that it's appointed for every man to die once and after this face judgment. So we're all going to die one day. Like, that's one thing that is promised to every single man. And where you go, where you end up when that does happen is determines on what you do today on earth. You know, Christ has already done the work. You know, it's not about our works. It's about the work, his work that he done on the cross for our sins. Essentially, we're all born into sin, right? I always say this, that, you know, babies, like toddlers, when they make a mess and their parents are like, who done this? They're like, not me. Their first thought is to lie. Who taught them to lie? Nobody. That's just our nature. Born into sin, right? So your first birth does not cut it. You have to have a second birth, and that is called being born again, accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior, believing that Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross, that you rose again for my sins, so that I may not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. It takes belief. It doesn't say whoever does all the works, the goodest works, the best works in the world. Many people say, I'm going to heaven because I'm a good person. It's not about that. You can be a good sinner. You know, you can be a good sinner. Yeah, you're a good person, but you're a sinner. You're a good sinner then, you know? So it takes you accepting Christ for you to have the life of God in you, for you to, you know, live a life that is pleasing to him, for you to be conformed back to the image of God, because you have Adamic nature if you're not born again, but you've got to be conformed to the image of God and have his nature and have his life reside in you. So if you are one that you were listening today and something touched you, and right now you believe that it's your time to give your life to Christ, then repeat after me. Amen. Lord Jesus, I come before you today as a sinner. Lord, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins, and on the third day you rose again that I may have eternal life. Come into my heart, come into my life. Today, I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. Please wash me and make me a brand new person on the inside. Amen. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for the privilege to actually do today's episode, Lord. And I just pray everybody who is watching today, Father, Lord, I pray that this indeed would have edified them, oh Heavenly Father, and would have set them on their feet, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, I just want to pray, Heavenly Father, those who have given their lives to you, God, may they never put their hands to the plow and look back. May you fill them up with your spirit and grant them the grace to live a life that is pleasing to you, Father, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you once again, oh Heavenly Father, for your presence here today, Lord. I bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. So literally, guys, got 8 seconds left. 8 seconds. So I'm on the ball. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this. It was a privilege to host this podcast. And I am out. Come on. If you've been your last to Christ, by the way, please DM me on my Instagram, as I said before, what it is. DM me. I want to do the journey along with you. So yeah, bye, guys.